very unfortunate.
Yeah, but say a school like Alto. I mean, if somebody sent to Alto, is it really a place where they can be rehabilitated, or is it just kind of a finishing school for criminals?
We have visited Alto, and we also have studied, and we have every year have in our history and government classes representatives to come from Alto, both in the boys themselves and girls who are incarcerated there, and also the teachers. Some of it is rehabilitative, and some of it is in an effort to try to get the person to think for himself and to come over his weaknesses and all. But in most cases, so many of them feel like they're penned up or they're penned in, and we do have people who escape from there, as you know, because of this. And but all in all, I think Alto, as it stands now, is as good as any of the area schools or any schools that we know about in this effort. They have to be dealt with in some nature, and whether this is the best way or not, it's what is happening now, so we like to know what's happening up there, and we do keep in touch with it. The high school keeps in touch with what is carried on up there. And of course, what these boys and girls tell us when they come, they're saying, I guess, what we want them to say, but they don't know it, but they're telling the boys and girls the bad part of it and what they don't like about it, and to never come there, never be involved, that they have to come there. Well, we like to think that they're this is good, because coming from boys and girls not too much removed from their age is better than what the adults can tell them about.
That's true. It seems that they don't, I don't know, when I was their age, I didn't quite believe people that were older.
No.
As much as people that had been there and experienced things with me. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's just human nature, I think, for you to really listen to the ones who have been a part of the actual being of this, rather than to someone that's been maybe in charge and telling it down another channel. I think it gets closer to you. Then I guess these boys and girls are more of your own age and your own thinking, so you listen.
Mm-hmm.
You listen more.
And a lot of it is, as you mentioned, just the need to be accepted by one's peer group.
That's right. They've just got to be accepted, and they get involved because they want to be. We won't change that a whole lot.
No.
In life.
Do you think we might be able to change it by redefining the peer group? By getting together groups of people who have higher standards and who have higher aspirations, I suppose.
Environment has a lot to do with it. Cultural background has a lot to do with it. Regional differences in both of those areas have a lot to do with it. Homes, the biggest problem that we're having in the school today, to me, and it comes to my office more than any other, is the breakdown in the home life. We are not, parents are not spending the time in the home with the students like they did, I know, when I was growing up, and then there's a lot of space between me and your generation of people. But we see a lot of things that's happening to boys and girls that would have been different, or we think it would have been different, had they had more parental supervision and guidance,
mm-hmm.
and more parental love and care. I think parental love and care is the substance of a young person's life being what he wants to be, is because he's been loved and been taken care of, in terms of knowing that he is accepted. And when he's out in life, I think he falls back on these things more than we really know. But